40-somethings is that they're forced to live in places where they'd rather not be. Old people's homes. So what name should we use for these places where we hide our old people? When I was a little boy, there was a building in my neighborhood called the Home for the Aged. It had a copper sign on the gate. Home for the Aged. It always looked deserted. I never saw anyone go in. Naturally, I never saw anyone come out either. Later, I noticed people started calling those places nursing homes and rest homes. Apparently, it was decided that some of these old people needed nurses, while others just needed a little rest. What you hear them called now is retirement homes or long-term care facilities. There's another one of those truly bloodless terms, long-term care facility. But actually, it makes sense to give it a name like that, because if you do, you make it a lot easier for the person you're putting in there to acquiesce and cooperate with you. I remember old people used to tell their families, "Whatever you do, don't put me in a home. Please, don't put me in a home." But it's hard to imagine one of them saying, "Whatever you do, don't put me in a long-term care facility." So calling it that is really a trick. Come on, Grandpa, it's not a home. It's a long-term care facility. By the way, while we're on this subject of the language of getting old, I want to tell you something that happened to me in New York on a recent evening. I was standing in line at the Carnegie Deli to pay my check, and there was a guy ahead of me who looked like he was in his 60s. He gave the cashier a $10 bill, but apparently it wasn't enough. When the cashier mentioned it to him in a nice way, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I had a senior moment." And I thought how sad that was, to blame a simple mistake on the fact that you're in your 60s, even if you're just sort of joking. As if anyone would think a 20-year-old couldn't make the same mistake. I only mention this because it's an example of how people can brainwash themselves by adopting popular language. I wanted to pull him aside and say, "Listen, I just heard you refer to yourself as a senior, and I wanted to ask, were you by any chance a junior last year? Because if you weren't a junior last year, then you're not a senior this year." I wanted to say it, but I figured, why would he listen to me? After all, I'm still a freshman. Here's a safety tip from the American Eye Association. Never jab a knitting needle directly into your eye and repeatedly thrust it in and out. You could be inviting vision problems. If you should suffer an eye injury, rinse the eye immediately with a caustic solution of Clorox and ammonia and rub the surface of the eye vigorously for about 10 minutes with number 3 sandpaper. The American Eye Association reminds you, don't fuck around with your eyes. They're the key to vision. Do you ever get lip crud? That sticky film that sometimes forms on your lip, especially the lower lip? It's kind of a gooey crud that builds up, and when it dries, it turns into a gummy, crusty coating. Thicker at the corners of the mouth, but thinning out as it works its way down toward the center of the lip. And when it's really bad, the corners of your mouth look like parentheses. Do you ever get that? Lip crud? Well, here's how you get rid of it. It's a simple, low-tech operation, and it requires just a single tool, the thumbnail. That's all you need. You scrape the crud off with your thumbnail. You just scrape, 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 scrape it on down, and you keep on scraping. Don't worry about those people watching from the bus stop. If they knew anything, they wouldn't be riding the bus. You scrape it on down, you scrape, scrape, scrape it on down, and finally, when it's all off, you take it and roll it up into a little ball, and then you save that son of a bitch. That's my practice, folks. I save it. Personally, I'm a lip crud buff. In fact, I save everything I remove from my body. Don't you? At least for a little while. Don't you look at things when they first come off of you? Study them? Aren't you curious? Don't you spend a few minutes looking at something, trying to figure out what it is and what it's doing on you in the first place? Sure you do. You don't just pull some growth off your neck and throw it in the trash. You study it. You want to know what it is. Besides, you never know when you're going to need parts. Isn't that true? You ever see these guys on TV? They're in the hospital. One guy's waiting for a kidney, another guy's waiting for a lung. Fuck that shit. I've got parts at home. I have a freezer full of viable organs. Two of everything, ready to go. What do you need, a spleen? An esophagus? How about a nice used ball bag, huh? Come on. Caucasian ball bag, one owner, good condition. He only scratched it on Sundays. Come on, folks, take a chance. I've got everything you need.